Yo! Yo, yo, yo! Yo! Yo, what's up? It's Greg Lunt, and you're listening to the Unnamed Podcast for April 26th, 2017. I'm in a good mood. The sun is shining. It's Wednesday. It's about 11 a.m. I'm planning on going to the beach today with some friends, just waiting on a call. May get that call during the podcast. So we'll see. But I had a busy week. I've been running around, been doing a lot of hiking, and but that's normal. But this week I've been doing a lot of job searching. I kind of put my head down and went straight after that shit and revamped my resume like three times and got some shit flowing. I had a phone call yesterday and a couple emails that I need to respond to, but I don't want to jinx it. The phone call went really well. I don't want to, I should know more about it this time next week. So I'm going to save the details, but I'm excited about where I'm at. I feel like more aligned again, like going after a job, because as long as it has like some flexibility to it. So actually let's just not talk too much about that, because I don't want to jinx it. You know what I mean? Like, you get too excited about job shit and then all of a sudden it falls in, and it's happened too many times. So, man, what else? So I was talking last week about that battle ropes teacher who was like fucking weird and was telling you you're not allowed to like certain music or whatever. So of course I didn't go back to his class. I went back to the other teacher who I do like, who's like the big black military dude. And this guy is like, he's like 6'3", just actually shredded. Like, he looks like he's a G.I. Joe, like, action figure, okay? And he doesn't really speak a lot, and he kind of has an accent, so I don't even know if he's, like, from overseas or whatever. He's just, like, the only shit he'll say will be, like, breathe. Be, like, faster, rest. Like, that's basically all he says. Breathe. Oh, he'll count down. 5, 4. But you can't really tell, you know, where someone's from when they're just saying like one word at a time and no complete sentences. So anyway, at the end of class, there's this girl next to me. She's like, oh, you should stay for the TRX class, which is, I guess, this like ab class. And you hang from these like grips for hanging from the ceiling, and you hold on to them, and then you hang and you do like ab shit. And I was so tired after the fucking battle ropes class, and I knew that the next day I had my first softball game. So I was like, to the girl, I was like, oh yeah, I got a game tomorrow. I'm not gonna, I don't want to kill myself. And I start walking out, and the black guy, the teacher, he's like, oh, you got a game? What do you play? And I was like, fuck. Because I deliberately did not say softball to this girl, because who the fuck says I have a softball game tomorrow, I don't want to work out anymore? So I'm like, dude, I'm like, softball. And he's like, oh. And like gives you that like fake smile. Like, oh, yeah. With like the head nod and open the eyes and lift the eyebrows. Oh, softball. And I was like, yeah, man. I was like, it's the first game. Got to impress, you know? He's like, yeah, yeah. And just kind of like looks away. And I was feeling so good after that workout. And then the dude had to totally fucking take my manhood in front of the entire class. But I did have my first softball game the next day. And so the way it works is you sign up as a free agent. And when you do that, they put you on a team with a bunch of other free agents. And let me tell you, it is not a recipe for success in terms of at least fielding a fucking team. We had 7 people show up out of like the 15 or 16 people rostered. And mind you, it's like $100 to sign up for the league. So it's like, what are you doing paying the fee and then not coming to the game? But so I get there and there's there's a few people waiting there, and I'm playing catch with this one kid, just kind of warming up, and this kid keeps throwing it over everyone's head, it's not even like he accepts he's bad. He keeps throwing it over everyone's head, and he's like, "Oh!" And he like screams, "Oh man!" Like, and then he like run like halfway towards the person as if he's gonna go field it, but then stops, and the other person goes and gets it. Like, why are you running and then stopping? And he keeps screaming, "Oh fuck!" And he keeps doing it like every other throw. He's launching these throws. Okay, like the guy's not even trying to jump to get it. He's launching because we're throwing in a three-way triangle. And then one time we switch it up and he's throwing towards me in the triangle, and he launches it over my head, and I'm like, "Oh fuck!" Because it's going straight towards the bleachers. And there's this one kid and his back's turned. And it just drills him in his backpack. But it's not like a thick backpack with protection. It's like a thin little plastic backpack. One of those like drawstring backpacks. And it drills the fucking thing. And I'm like, "Hey." And then I'm the one who has to go over. And it looks like I just missed the catch. So I'm like, "Hey, sorry, bro." And you don't want to just be like, "Sorry, the homie like sucks ass. I don't even know him actually. That fucking fat fuck." You just have to be like, "Oh, sorry, dude." And I'm like, "At least it got you in a soft spot," talking about like how it hit his bag instead of him. And then I realize he's probably got like all his electronics in there. And the kid just looks at me and he's like, "Yeah." And I'm like, "Well, I mean, unless it depends what you got in there." And he's like, "Yeah, we'll see." And I'm like, "Fuck." And I just kind of walk away. And then 5 minutes later, that kid walks up and he's like, "Wait, are you guys the free agent team?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Oh, all right, I'm playing with you guys." And so he ended up being a cool kid. He ended up like volunteering to pitch and shit. Cause you know, no one wants to fucking pitch in that league. We played the game. So you have to have eight to play, and you need two girls, at least two girls. And we had seven with one girl. So we were like, "All right, we just got to like scoop up a random girl around here, like someone else that's finishing a game or whatever." And we end up recruiting this one chick, and she's bad, but like whatever, everyone's bad for the most part. So we recruit her, we get to play, we go up like 9-0 or like 10-0, and it's all errors. Like, actually that's not true. I had a really good game, but there was like maybe two or three hits and we scored like 10 runs. And we're kind of like just coasting, but it wasn't really because we were good. It was because the other team kept fucking kicking the ball, or like it would get to the outfield and the guy would just overrun it, and then he'd have to like run after it, and we get like these cheap like triples and homers and shit. So we get to the first inning. I want shortstop. Shortstop's like where I play, and I start walking over shortstop, and some other kid like jogs over and then just stands at shortstop, and I'm like, "Dude, you're not athletic, I can tell." And I'm like, "All right, whatever." So I go to third. The first three plays of the game, all to me. Just dink, ground ball, dink, ground ball, dink, ground ball. Make all the plays. The last one was like a nice backhand going towards the line, and then like I fired it across the diamond. So I felt pretty good about where I was at. Now, the shortstop ended up getting a couple plays during the game. He was fine. He didn't make any errors, but actually he did make an error. But whatever. Anyway, so we're up 10-0, right? And we're in like the fourth or fifth inning, and the other team starts to hit, and they start getting base hits, and we only have three outfielders instead of four. In softball, you play four outfield, but we were short a guy, so we only had three outfielders. One of them's a girl. One of them is 45 years old, So the range out there is lacking. So pretty much anytime they put something in the air that someone in the infield can't get, it's landing in the outfield because they're playing mad deep and they're just not athletic. So they start compiling runs, and then before you know it, it's the fucking bottom of the last inning. We're up one. We haven't scored in like four innings, and they get like a fucking, this guy on first and second, and some kid hits like a single up the middle, and our guy overruns it, and then both runs score, end of the game. So we lost on a walk-off error, you know, single that scored two runs. Whatever. I mean, everyone was still pretty pumped after the game. They're like, yeah, we, not that bad. It took a last hit to beat us. You know, it was pretty good just for coming together and da-da-da. I was like, bro, we didn't earn any of the runs we scored. We made a million errors to lose the game. That wasn't a good game, like, at all. That just wasn't a good game. We got on by, like, so many walks. Like, there wasn't... Now, there were a couple kids who, like, maybe have potential. One kid is, like, this big, jacked kid. He's a little uncoordinated, but, you know, he's got some pop. And then there's another kid, the kid who was firing the ball over everyone's head in the pregame. He is a bit of a tryhard, but, like, he's got a decent swing. So, and he's a lefty, so maybe... Actually, they're both lefties, both the big kids. So maybe we'll have something there. I'm a decent leadoff hitter. And then the old guy's okay, I guess. Like, you're not 45 and sign up by yourself in a free agent league, and you don't, like, have a little bit of ball skills. So dude should be fine. But we're 0-1. We lost to Clear Channel Outdoor. So Clear Channel, the company, had a team, and they were fucking bad, dude. They suck, too. But what are you going to do? I just got to make the playoffs, I guess. I'm way too competitive for this league, maybe. You know? Like, I don't like playing in co-ed leagues, to be honest with you. Co-ed leagues just aren't as fun because there's just always that aspect of, like, well, every time you get a rally going, a girl comes up. You know? You got to bat a girl once every three or four players. And if you walk a dude and a girl's behind them, the dude gets second base. So you can't, like, intentionally walk guys to get to girls, otherwise you're sacrificing an extra base. So it's all, like, and it's hard to hide the girls in the field. You put him at second base, you put him at right field, you put him at catcher, but they're always, you know, if anytime a lefty gets up, and usually lefties have pretty good swings in softball, and you just know it's an automatic base hit. You can't really play any plays to second base unless the shortstop covers, which sometimes is tough to do. So, yeah, whatever. I mean, it'll be fun. It'll be good exercise, and I'll get a little bit of the competitive juices out that way. But, dude, real baseball-wise, the fucking Mets, man. Suck right now, but I mean, dude, we suck right now, but we're really banged up. Like, Cespedes has been out, Cabrera has a bad hammy, Duda's on the DL, Darno's on the DL, fucking Flores is on the DL, DeGrom got pushed back a day, fucking the bullpen's getting worn out, we got Familia back, but we just got a slew of injuries, like, all at the same time, right in time for the fucking National Series. So the Nats swept us, and whatever. We're, like, a couple games under 500, I think. So, look, it's a long season. We're not even through April yet. I still have really high hopes. Like, every team goes through this type of shit. I'm kind of glad we're getting out of the way early. That happened last year. Like, in the first half, we kind of played a little over 500 ball and just kind of treaded water through injuries. And then at the end of the year, we had the best record in baseball, I think, in the second half. So I think we just got to tread water for a little bit. You know, you never want to fall, like, double-digit games back. But, you know, it's like if we're sitting at 4, 5, 6 games back in the first couple months of the year, like, it doesn't really matter. So we have a strong veteran team, and I'm still a Terry Collins fan. because he's just a good clubhouse. Like, you don't have to be anything special. You just have to be a good someone that can manage high personality, big characters, you know, like in a New York locker room, and Terry does that. So the Mets, it's kind of like wait and see mode. But the ESPN game they had on Sunday against the Nats, I was watching some of that, and they have this girl in the booth. I think her name is Jessica Mendoza, and she was like a pro softball, Olympic softball player, and she does baseball games now. And normally when you hear girls in the booth, like fucking, what's her name? Susan Waldman, is that her name? She does like the radio for the Yankees, and like she's just so bad, and it's like just all cliches, and it's all rhetoric, and none of it is like tangible, specific, like well thought out analysis. And this Jessica Mendoza chick for ESPN is actually pretty fucking solid. Like, she talks about like hitting mechanics, and she just understands like clubhouse mentality, and she's smart, and I kind of enjoyed listening to her. The play-by-play guy wasn't very good. I forget who it is, if it's John Miller or someone else. I don't know if they changed that. I don't remember. But it was with Aaron Boone and Jessica Mendoza in the booth, and they were pretty solid. They were pretty solid going up and back. So good for ESPN. But yeah, I like that. Chick's getting a solid chick in the booth. It's like chicks have a tough time doing like men's stuff. Like, sports is generally a man's thing, especially when you're trying to appeal to men. You know, like a girl can talk to other girls, but a girl talking to a guy about what was originally like about like an athletic thing, you know, you have to earn your keep. And she did a good job. I feel like it's like that in other things too, you know, where girls just, they gotta prove themselves a little. Just same way like a guy would have to prove himself if he went to a fucking, you know, ballet competition or some shit. And you'd be able to, or that's maybe a bad example because there's like dude ballet dudes. But like a cheerleading competition with like a dude on the board. If that guy wasn't a fucking sick cheerleader and like didn't know the ins and outs, like he has to earn his keep right away. Otherwise, you know, any girl that's listening just writes him off. I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about right now. So yeah, what else? I was walking Hollywood Boulevard a couple days ago, and I'm sitting in Hollywood and Highland, kind of little mall area, and I see these five dudes, and they're dressed like, okay, they're just like kind of like me and my friends, not like too fancy, but not looking like complete scrubs. And they're walking all together, and I'm like, this has got to be a bachelor party. Like, why are five like normal dudes just walking around together, like kind of looking around in Hollywood? And then the last two guys, they're like the two best looking of all of them, and they're like pretty jacked, and they got their hair slicked, and they both have fanny packs on. And I'm very undecided on how I feel about that. Half of me is like, you fucking fag. But, like, I don't know. Part of me is like, I need extra pockets. I want to, like, those are good at festivals. I know that's like a thing at festivals. Like, but in real life, you got to have some big balls to walk around with a fanny pack. It definitely makes it a lot easier when the homie has one too. So it's like, no one can be like, look, that dude has a fanny pack. It's like, okay, that's like their crew thing. Like, it's accepted in the crew. So you almost have to kind of accept it a little bit. But still, it takes a lot of balls to wear a fucking fanny pack. I mean, it depends what you're carrying too. Like, if I'm just wearing like fucking sweatpants or jeans, all I got's my wallet, my phone, my keys. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really carry anything else. So it's like, I don't really need a fanny pack. What do you need to carry in your fanny pack on your bachelor party? I mean, maybe you have like a fucking beer in there. Like, that's not a bad move. Got like a little stealth beer and a joint or something. But like, what else could you really need to carry around? Like tickets, but like, I don't know. I'm down if it's like practical. Like at a festival, I don't know. I just feel like you just have a lot, like, and you wear shorts and stuff, and or you wear like, people wear spandex and stuff, and you don't have pockets, so that's like a good move for that. But if you're just chilling, it would need to like really make sense for me to wear that. And if I did, you wouldn't catch me wearing it on the front either. I'd either have that shit backwards, or I'd have it like swagged out on the side, just kind of like a little like holster. You know what I'm saying? You can't like put it in the front and just have it like bouncing off your dick the whole time, because not only is it uncomfortable, but it just looks like you just gave birth. It looks like you're an expecting or just delivered mother. That's what it looks like. So you need to like have a little bit of swag, or you get like a fanny pack and you fucking put some shit on it that looks dope. Like, I think pins probably look kind of look shitty, but like, I don't know. I'd get mine like blinged out, you know what I mean? Like, not really, but like, you could fucking diamonds all around it, or you get some pendants like hanging pendants, not like the fucking cheap circle pins, but you get like some hanging shit, and you make it fucking like some African fucking dress thing, and it's like, yeah, what's up with my fanny pack? And you fucking own it. You can't just wear like a normal cheap fanny pack on the front and then walk around with a bunch of dudes looking around Hollywood like there's something to see and not really carrying anything in it. It's not, I don't know. I'm very torn. I'm very torn on the fanny pack. But let's see. This will be interesting. We'll see. Watch like 4 years from now if fanny packs are what's up. Like, look, they brought back fucking chokers. Girls brought back chokers. Maybe the dudes bring back the fanny packs. It's like the 80s, you know? Walk around with mullets and short shorts and fanny packs. I'm down. I'm fucking down. But only if everyone else is doing it. Yeah, you dig? You dig? So, yeah, I don't know. What else? I mean, I saw fucking the NFL draft is tomorrow. So that'll be interesting. I don't have a ton of hot takes on that, but. We'll see who the Giants pick up. It's always exciting to get some fresh blood on the team. They've done pretty well with their first round picks over the last 6 or 7 years, so that'll be fun. And yeah, I mean, the only other thing I really did that was noteworthy was I watched the entire season of Stranger Things. I hadn't seen it, and I've been hearing good things for a long time, and I gave it a shot, and I was like really bored one afternoon. It was like 2 p.m. and I was like, what am I gonna do today? And I was like, you know what? Fuck this. And I don't really binge shows. I don't really watch that much TV unless it's like a live sports game. But I was like, fuck this. And I started watching Stranger Things. And well, I didn't say fuck this until like the end of episode two. You know what I mean? Like, you watch the first one, I'm like, I'm gonna give this a shot. And like halfway through the episode, I was like, this is dope. And then when the second episode ended, I was like, fuck this. I'm doing the whole damn season. There's only 8 episodes. I say only. There's only 8 hours of my life, just sitting in a ball on a couch by myself in the dark, watching kids do magic tricks. So. But it was a fucking sick season. I guess season two comes out in October or September or something like that. So there's a little ways to go, but not too far. And I'll be watching that. Let me know what other shows I should watch if I do. Well, the thing is, hopefully I have a fucking job soon, so I'm not gonna. Dude, I know I said I don't want to talk about it, but like, this job is dope. It's dope. And it's also gonna allow me to work from home 2 days a week if I get it. So, anytime I want, I feel like I can just take off Thursday, Friday, and then take off the following Monday, Tuesday, and then I have a 6 day weekend. And I'll have to work, of course, but this work can be done from your laptop. So, I can travel potentially. So, okay, that's enough. I should have more on that next week, and hopefully I'm happy. You'll probably be able to know in the first few seconds of next week's podcast if that job's going well. But they said they want to move fast, so I think I'm going to hear back by like Monday, or at least have an interview scheduled for Monday. I only did the phone interview, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to get into the office. So I think I may even have had that interview by next Wednesday. We'll see. We shall see. But I will talk to you fuckers later. If you haven't already, please subscribe to this on iTunes or Google Play. And otherwise, I will talk to you next week. Peace the fuck out.